Joined this morning from the National Weather Service office here in Buffalo, Bob Hamilton. Bob, first of all, you have a winter weather advisory in place for this morning for much of Western New York. What's happening there?
There's a little bit of light rain and drizzle that's falling from a very low cloud deck. And since temperatures are at or just below freezing, there's going to be some areas through 10 o'clock this morning that are going to experience a little bit of a glaze.
So in that regard, it could be just about anywhere in Western New York. It's not necessarily widespread.
Pretty much everywhere north of Springville and Warsaw. If you go deep into the southern tier, less likely to see that freezing precip because it's the precip is concentrated a little further to the north of Buffalo. But pretty much anywhere you drive throughout the Buffalo metro area, there'll be the risk for that through 10 o'clock.
Okay, Bob, appreciate that for sure. Bob, we're going through kind of an odd time here for January in terms of the weather. Things most certainly remain turbulent. We had quite a wind event over the weekend. Just how severe did it get here in Western New York?
Well, just about everyone in the Buffalo metro area experienced wind gusts of 60 miles an hour or higher. Everywhere across the western counties, you go all the way over to Penn Yan, Danville, into the western Finger Lakes, they had wind gusts of 50 to 60. So everyone experienced, potentially damaging winds yesterday as a storm system pulled away from the region.
And nonetheless, this, of course, has been, in terms of snow at least, it seems a fairly below average winter so far. What is going on with the weather right now? I mean, you're obviously an experienced individual. You see a lot of ups and downs with these weather patterns every winter. But what are we seeing right now?
Well, temperatures have averaged above normal since we got through November. If you remember, November was very chilly. We had above normal snowfall, below normal temperatures. And then the pattern changed where we had high pressure kind of dominating in the east, helping to pump warmer air up out of the Gulf. So we've experienced that the past 6 weeks or so, and there is the potential for that pattern to change now as we push into the latter portion of winter.
And then what do we see here in the relative near future? Any major change, any major snow on the way here to Western New York?
Nothing as far as snow goes within the next 4 to 6 days, but there will be the chance for significant weather once again as we head into the weekend. Could see another soaking rain. Could be some measurable snow with that if that storm heads far enough to the south. And once again, there'll be the chance for some high winds.
And then finally, Bob, the lake, of course, is always such a key factor here. Last check, of course, it was wide open in terms of freezing. Is it going to stay open all winter long, do you think?
Well, unless we dive well below normal, the lake will stay wide open for at least the next 3 to 4 weeks.
Okay, very good. Bob Hamilton, as always, thanks very much for your time, sir.
All righty.